it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's not your wife, it's not your kids, it's not your neighbor, and it sure isn't your boss. Only we understand you. We are your friends.
You're listening to The Winning Edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. Level 2 has begun. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people at Bustam, and everybody else in between. Level 1 flew by. It's great to be back on track, back in the saddle again. Although, as we talked about, I wish I was at the game last night in Montreal. I said today on Twitter, if they make it to Game 6, I'm flying back to Montreal. But I don't think I have it in me. So speaking of which, Andrew McKinnis will not be with us tonight. We saw McKinnis went to Montreal. He didn't go, you know, he just hung out with the crowd and stuff. I think, you know, on the street and in bars and stuff like that. But I guess he partied so hard, he's wiped out. He's wiped out. Come on, McKinnis. Come on. I mean, you're still young. One night in Montreal, huh? One night in Montreal. That's, you know, how many people have, listen, I would call McKinnis out, but it took me a little while to recover myself after going pretty hard on Friday night at the game. But we got a series. All right, the NBA Finals are off and running. And now the anticipation starts to build for tomorrow night. Looks like they're going to play this game. They're not canceling it. It is what it is. I think the weather's going to pass. And they're going to play the game. The Rays are playing in the afternoon, etc. So they're not going to delay this game. And the Montreal Canadiens are in real tough. Let's not kid ourselves. But you know what? One game at a time, one shift at a time. Italy were in tough today too, Matthias, and Italy pulled it out. Let me ask you, when at one point today, Italy looked screwed, right? It's like these guys, I tweeted, they don't even have energy to take a penalty kick. But I want to get to Argentina first because Matthias is all fired up. And I was watching the penalty kicks. Crazy drama in the match with Argentina and Colombia. In the Copa America semifinal, winner gets Brazil on Saturday, and it goes to penalty kicks. And the goaltender for Argentina, I've seen a goalie say something, you know what I mean? Hey, whatever. Like, sometimes they'll talk a bit, but that's what you gotta love about the flair about the South American countries, huh? That they're literally like talking smack, so they're standing there, and the goalie. Matthias, you can hear everything. I got the gist of most of it, but he's like, hey, don't miss, huh, buddy? And he goes, your teammate just missed shooting right here. Are you gonna do the same? And he's calling him out by name, and the referee's like, hey, shut up. And he wouldn't shut up. And you could tell he was getting under the skin. And I could tell when one of the younger guys on Columbia started laughing and smiling, I'm like, this kid's screwed. The goalie really did rattle this kid. And then he telegraphed it where he was kicking it. Like, that goaltender, Martinez of Argentina, you know, he stole that for you guys. I've never seen a goalie smack talk his way through a penalty kick like that, bro.
It was awesome, Gabe. It was awesome to see. But, you know, my favorite part is that he finally solidified Argentina's number one goalkeeper spot, which has been a major controversy for the last 2 years. So now, finally, after saving 3 penalty kicks, he is now the official number one goalkeeper for Argentina. The battle is over.
Now, the battle has just begun because you get Brazil on Saturday. Neymar versus Messi. Big time stuff. the late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage level two. Drew Martin's going to step up and in a couple of minutes. We're going to continue talking football. We've talked some NFL football, a little preseason with Steve Merrill, NBA Finals. Of course, Chris Paul lights it up. Chris Paul's minus 140 right now to win the MVP. He scored 32 points tonight. First player, to score 30 or more points since in his NBA Finals debut since Michael Jordan, 1991. He's clearly the favorite right now, the front runner. The media doesn't like Devin Booker either. Remember that. Right, and Devin Booker's good, but Devin Booker hasn't been in the league forever. They didn't even vote Devin Booker into the damn All-Star game. They're gonna give the guy the MVP, the finals, and it's not just the finals. It's the whole body of work. Chris Paul's carried these guys. Yeah, he was out a couple of games with COVID. That even makes the story better. Ooh, he came back from COVID, right? So if you like Phoenix to win the series, just take Chris Paul to win the most valuable player. If you don't think that, Milwaukee are done yet. You can get Giannis to win the MVP at 6-1, and you see Giannis's health is not an issue. We've got, you want numbers? We've got numbers. Chris Paul, minus 140 right now to win the MVP. We got game two line right now. Phoenix Suns, minus 5.5. Totals 220.5. Game one went over the number. Series price, Phoenix Suns, minus 290. Milwaukee Bucks right now are plus 250. Just take Giannis at 6-1 if you like the Bucks to come back. Stanley Cup action returns tomorrow. Montreal Canadiens backs are against the wall. Carey Price and the Canadiens are 4-0 when facing elimination in the playoffs. But the Tampa Bay Lightning are 13-0 when coming off a loss in the last 2 years in the playoffs as well. Tampa Bay Lightning minus right now up to minus 230. Montreal Canadiens up to plus 190. The money continues to come in on the Lightning. The total is 5.5. If you think the Montreal Canadiens are going to come back and win the series, they're plus 1,300 right now. Tampa Bay Lightning are 18-1. And, of course, the mayor of Tampa Bay wanted the Lightning to lose last night so they could win at home. Be careful what you wish for, Mayor Castor. You want numbers? We got more numbers. Copa, Messi versus Neymar, Saturday in Brazil. The championship's on the line. The Euro tournament's not the only tournament going on. Brazil open up, minus 105 favorites. Argentina, plus 290. Draw, plus 210.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Euro. Italy. Advances. England. Denmark. Next. England. Minus 145. The Danes. Plus 460. Draw. Plus 250. Drew Martin. Bet steps up and in. The late night anger management class continues.
We should come with a warning label. Caution.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the travelers, and everybody else in between. Let's bring in a man who's not a member of the Harlem Globetrotters, but he travels like one. Drew Martin steps up and in. Drew Martin bets globally. How you doing, Drew?
Gabriel Morenci, I'm doing good, man. Coming to you from the Sunshine State as we speak right now. You know, MLB season, college football, NFL right around the corner, NHL finals, NBA finals as well. So good time to be a sports bettor, man. And also a good time to see you traveling, Gabe, heading over to Montreal. I saw you do a heck of a video, man. That looked like a lot of fun. It was something I like to do personally. So it was a good thing to see one of my good friends doing it. And it's good to see you made it out of that puddle alive, man.
Yeah, you know what? Just like Kramer, I fell in the mud, and that was a bad you can't make it up, Drew. So basically, and I had like brand new jeans, brand new red shoes to go with the red jersey I had on. I had like a pristine white hoodie on too. And there's like a homeless encampment, bro, like across the street from the arena, of course.
Really?
And, okay. Yeah. So it's a bunch of homeless dudes that were walking by, and they're smart. They're like chanting, go, Habs, go, and stuff, trying to get people to give them money. And I thought, you know what? can't hurt to give these guys money before we go into the arena, right, for some good luck. So I give the guy money, and as I'm walking down the hill, man, I just tumble in front of, like, hundreds of people, too, bro, right? Like, I took a tumble. It was amazing, too. I bounced right up, but I got some mud on my jeans. I got some mud on my jersey and stuff. I cleaned it up when I got in the arena, but, yeah, it was good to feel young again, Drew. You know what? Sometimes, you know, it's like, nah, I'm not going to get crazy when I go to a game, but what are you going to do? It was the Stanley Cup Finals. There was tens of thousands of people outside the arena. It really was a great time. But I see you're having a great time, too. And look, we love having you on the show, but I never know where the hell you are. So I'm seeing you. You're always so – you're at, like, baseball games in Mexico. You're in Florida. You're in Las Vegas. You're all over the place this summer.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, just trying to take advantage, I guess, where we can in terms of being able to travel, bet on sports, you know, still be able to watch sports, do the research. And really, as we're learning with a lot of jobs, Gabe, you know, 2020, 2021 – you can kind of work from a lot of different places as long as, and this is one thing I've learned the hard way, the time zones make sense. So therefore, I feel like Canada, United States of America, Mexico, Central America, South America really makes sense.
What's the internet like in Mexico? You got good internet? You got good internet power in Mexico? You got no problems doing your shows?
Well, that's the thing. You know, you got to have really good internet. And yeah, I mean, I head down there. My girlfriend's family has a house that they have like hardlined internet into that they pay for. So that's why I feel comfortable with that. It's not like you're just staying at some like little shack on the beach or something. Yeah, I've learned to not do that kind of stuff when I was living in Costa Rica and in Nicaragua. No, we got the good setup down there in Mexico. So I like to take advantage of that. You know, the 50-cent Coronas don't hurt either.
So let me ask you, in Mexico, as you stated, there are sports books in Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
I know Calientes, right? I used to bet. I've been to Calientes before. You know, it's just not really like glamorous sports books, but sort of just sort of small betting shops. But, you know, they're a little bar and they got the games on. So for Mexican baseball, are you betting on the games when you go to the games? Can you bet them there? Like do the Mexican sports books have lines on the Mexican baseball games?
Yeah, yeah. So when you walk in, you know, it's not like a Las Vegas sports book.
No, exactly.
Yeah, they do have them. Like usually a guy just sitting behind like a
They're more like OTBs. I think that's a good way to describe it to an American. They're like a sort of a dingy OTB. Like, you know, listen, I haven't been there in about 50. I was there about 20 years ago, actually, in the sports book, but I had a few of them. But they were really just sort of like, you know, dark places, sort of like a small sort of bar. But there was like a dude that took your bets. There was sort of like, you know, a little betting machine and betting window there, took your bets. But I'm sure it's expanded a little bit, right?
Yeah, I guess it depends where you go because now, granted, as I've been in Mexico more here of recent, I'm in a place, the state of like Veracruz, where there's no gringos. You know, it's only Mexicans that live there. It's not like a travel place. This is real Mexico, not Tijuana.
You got to be sticking out, bro. Like, you're good thing you're losing your hair though, Drew. You're joining my club. You don't look so blonde anymore. You don't stick out as much.
Exactly. I guess that's one advantage to it. But, yeah, I do definitely stick out. I mean, probably the only person over 6 foot. You know, the skin color, things of that nature make me stand out. But, you know, my Spanish is getting better. I'm able to bet on Mexican baseball down there. You can bet on MLB as well as college football and the NFL when that comes around. But overall, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. The Mexican baseball games, yes, when I do go to them, I like to have a little action on them. Veracruz, you know, Yusiel Puig plays for Veracruz down
there.
That's
crazy. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, there's some big name guys down there. So it's a lot of fun. And you know, like I kind of alluded to, it's a whole lot cheaper than going to a Major League Baseball game in the United States or I'm sure the same for Toronto.
Hey, listen, you and I, though, Drew, me and Drew Martin, we had a thing. We were supposed to go to a Costa Rican soccer game. That was the deal. Remember, I was like, yeah, we got to go to a Costa Rican soccer game and bet the under. I was making money on that stuff, and Drew was living in Costa Rica, and I used to go down there. But then I found out they don't serve booze at the games because they don't want to encourage. It's already crazy enough. They don't want to encourage the fans. The rivalries are pretty deep down there. Rivalries run rampant. So Drew Martin bets that kick, and it was – but it really goes to show, doesn't it, just the global market, like the global sports betting market. And props to Mexico. Like I said, they've been betting on sports for a long time, bro.
Yeah, they have. And talking about the alcohol in the stadium, Mexico allows it. So it was pretty wild. And actually, Gabe, one thing I like to tell people that we could learn, Major League Baseball can learn from the Mexican League, Gabe, is, you know, in the United States, there's like a pitch, and then it's kind of quiet. And then there's another pitch, and then there's like, do, 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 and then it's quiet. In the Mexican League game, it's a pitch, and then it's like, yo no se mañana, yo no se mañana. People are like dancing, and they turn up the music real loud, and then they turn it down for the next pitch, and then they turn up the music again. It's like a party in there. And I think we need to like kind of adapt to that a little bit and make it a little bit more exciting for Major League Baseball games.
I can't disagree. Drew Martin, Betts kicking with us. Funner is better. Let's just be real. Funner is better in sports. So speaking of baseball, we've been tracking the futures and the division odds on a weekly basis. And it's amazing, isn't it, that the Boston Red Sox right now are still hanging on at this juncture of the season, now minus 210 to win the American League East. The National League East is something that I find interesting. As we started discussing the Washington Nationals, man, they were only five games back. They were 28-1. Now they're plus 650. They're right in the mix. It's just, you know, listen, man, you know, anyone who follows the Mets knows there's always a disaster waiting around the corner, Drew. So I'm hard-pressed to think that they're going to go wire to wire. But what's your take on some of the baseball futures right now?
Yeah, I mean, you bring up Boston and them on top of the AL East really catches my eye. And not only on top, they have a 4.5 game lead over Tampa Bay, 9 game lead over Toronto.
Is there value on the Rays now, though, then, Drew, in your opinion, a plus 360?
You know, Gabe, possibly. I actually think the American League East is very difficult. I think Toronto's got a shot to come back here. I think Tampa Bay, like you're kind of alluding to, could be a good bet in themselves. And this Boston lineup, I mean, the way that they just smash the ball is ridiculous and very surprising. They got Eovaldi throwing, 98 miles per hour, going 7 innings like it's nothing, back to, you know, game after game here. The Red Sox are up nearly 20 units on the season. I don't know if I'm looking to step in front of them, Gabe. I'm really not. I mean, if you wanted to, I think Tampa and Toronto are live. The New York Yankees, I know they have the money. They're going to have to make some big moves, though. There's just too much swing and miss in this lineup. And then talking about the National League East, Gabe, I mean, the New York Mets, you really got to kind of tip your cap to them, Gabe. You know, we're past the midway point here. They're 44-37. I don't know of anybody that had the Mets winning the National League East. They're 25-11 at home. Now, the Nationals, like you talked about, they're starting to wake up a little bit, 4 games back. The Braves, the way that they smashed the ball at home, look out for them. The Phillies, if they could figure out their bullpen.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I think they got a shot at making the postseason. And then you got the Fish, the only team with a positive run differential in last place. So the NL East is surprisingly very strong, Gabe.
The Globetrotter, the legend himself, Drew Martin, kicking it with us right now. The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Grid is available on the radio, internet, TV, satellite,
and don't forget
our mobile app. So if you're not getting it,
you're just not trying.
Keep it right here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Sports Grid Late Night continues here at XM Channel 204, breaking it down with a man that you hear right here on the grid weekly. Drew Martin Betts stepping up and in with us from Fort Lauderdale, Florida right now, but he gets around and the countdown is on right now, Drew. We're now 52 days away, bro, from college football kickoff week one. There's a full slate of games, week zero, week one, whatever the hell you want to call it, week two, week three. They got to make up, but guys, they, you know, teams only played a couple of games last year. There's money to be made up, and everybody's, they're not wasting any time. August 28th, we're off and running right now, Drew, and I don't have my patented guaranteed season win total locked in yet, but I'm going to start studying, Drew, starting to put it together. I famously gave Florida Atlantic years ago at the SBR football conference over 4.5. They won like 11 games. the following conference. We focus more on NFL, but don't forget, we gave the Pittsburgh Panthers over 5.5. They went over as well. Can't wait to start pulling the trigger on some college football futures, Drew.
Oh, I can't either, Gabe. It's as a fan, it's probably my favorite sport here. As a better, you know, I think there's some other sports maybe taking a shot at it, but you know, college football is I don't think it gets much better. You bring up, you know, your FAU bet, Gabe. That was the most legendary bet I've ever heard, man. It was awesome. You smoked it. It was good analysis. It was just that. First of all, the weekend was unbelievable. And surprised that can't still happen. It really should. But hey, I guess that's water under the bridge. But talking about,
I got to be honest, I was thinking about that the other day, and I have no affiliation with SBR anymore. But I got no ill will either. Put it this way, if they invited me, if they did it again and they said, hey, do you want to come and speak again? And, we handle it like we did before, I wouldn't say no. Like, you know what I mean? I had a great time. I think it's good for the industry. I think it's good for everybody, that stuff. It's great. You build communities up. You meet people. We met a lot of great people that still tune into the show from those weekends over the years.
Oh, yeah. No, that's how I know you, Gabe, is through.
Exactly.
So I don't have any ill will either. I think the old administration is out and the new administration, I don't really know what they're doing, but week zero college football here. I mean, Nebraska, Illinois, UConn, Fresno State, Hawaii, UCLA, and UTEP, New Mexico State. That's the four games. Hawaii, UCLA is one that jumps off the board at me. One, because I think Hawaii is actually going to be good, Gabe, and they get, it is on the mainland here in Los Angeles, but it's that first game of the season. So therefore, I don't really punish the away team too much because it's not a short week. They can come over really whenever they want. I think Hawaii's live there. Now, granted, Chip Kelly, he's got multiple years under his belt here. The recruits are starting to come in, good quarterback, but still having to lay two touchdowns with UCLA. I don't know if I'll get there. And then another game here. Gabe, September 2nd, Thursday night, Boise State at UCF in the bounce house. Man, you talk about big-time college football, at least for the G5 here. I don't know if it gets any bigger than that. That will be crazy atmosphere. That's a good one. I can't wait. I'm going to try to go to it personally. In terms of a betting aspect to it, UCF, I'm seeing the kind of the world open here, -4 home favorites. So I would say that's probably just the -4 due to them being at home here. And I don't know if I'm looking to bet against Boise State, Gabe. I know they're getting a new coach in. I kind of got to do a little bit more work. But at the same time, UCF, I mean, Gus Malzahn in his first year, he's killed it at both of his two head coaching jobs in the first year. At Arkansas State, he was only there 1 year, and then Auburn plucked him away. And guess what happened in his first year at Auburn? That was the year in 2013, the miracle, Hail Mary, the kick six. They made it to the national championship, talking about Gus Malzahn in his first year at Auburn. So I think that his system, which is easy to learn there, Dylan Gabriel, a good quarterback. They got athletes on the outside. I would look for UCF to be a bet on early. Also, look towards the over. I think both of these offenses are going to be able to put up some points because UCF in their last game, I went to it. It was in the Boca Bowl. They got ran over defensively by BYU. So I don't know if they can make that many strides forward on the defensive side of things to stop Boise State in this game, Gabe. So I would look towards the over. Now, granted, it's in Central South Florida there. You got to watch out for the weather reports. If you're betting this game over and then all of a sudden, yeah, coming up to September, it's rainy and windy, watch out for that. So I'm probably going to hold off on the over bet, but I do look towards UCF in that one, Gabe.
Drew Martin kicking with us, and Drew lingers in the SEC. He's an Auburn guy, an Auburn alum. So, Georgia gets a lot of love, man, and they're getting a lot of love as far as the odds makers are concerned. There's a big drop off from everybody with the futures. Alabama +250, Clemson +400, Georgia +500, Ohio State 6-1, Oklahoma 8-1. What do you make of the Georgia Clemson game in which the number hasn't moved? Do you think which way does it move? Do you think it just stays at 3? Does it go up? I think the number's a little light here. I think Clemson, I got no problem betting on the kid, on DJ. I got no problem with the quarterback. I think Clemson will reload here. And Georgia, as talented as they are, whatever, man, Kirby Smart's not getting him to the finish line, bro. I think he's had his opportunities. What do you make of this football game?
I mean, first off, I think it's awesome. Georgia, yeah, versus Clemson, two of the probably top five teams.
Real ballsy of these guys that play each other. I'll give you that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I give props to both teams for scheduling each other out of conference here. I mean, in terms of, you know, betting aspects to it, what, it's 3.5 right now. We got it in Charlotte, North Carolina, Bank of America Stadium.
3 at FanDuel right now. It's at 3 right now.
Okay, it's at 3 at FanDuel. And that's an open-air stadium as well, so you got to watch out for weather a little bit closer to kickoff. Overall, I'm not afraid to bet on young quarterbacks, Gabe. I mean, in a big matchup, and let's not, you know, make this for anything it's not. JT Daniels, it's not like he has a ton of experience under his belt. So, I mean, I feel like both of them at the quarterback position have a lot yet to be seen.
I've never been a JT Daniels guy. I don't like calling kids out. You know, I'm not saying he's a bad kid or whatnot, but I didn't think he was the right guy. I know he came out. He was a legend in high school in L.A. and stuff, and he came out early, essentially. Right, he was there early and in camp with USC. I don't know. It's just, you know, I know he played okay. It's just not my guy, bro. You know what I'm saying? Not my guy.
yeah, I got you. He's not. I don't know if he has the athleticism that I'd like from the quarterback position, especially nowadays in college football. But, I mean, Georgia, you know, you talk about getting respect. Well, they got the Nick Saban disciple as the head coach doing everything right in terms of recruiting. I mean, I would say Georgia is top four in recruiting, Gabe. I mean, up there with Alabama, Clemson, and Ohio State. I don't know if I would name any other college above them in terms of recruiting. Right there in Atlanta, they can get kids from Florida, get kids from Alabama. So sure enough, they're at the top. They deserve it. I would look for them to be talented all over the board, as will Clemson. In terms of will I be betting this game, I really doubt it, Gabe. I found that it's a coin flip when we get Georgia, Clemson. You know, we get these big time programs against each other week one. I think it's very volatile. You know, these are college kids, a lot of them playing in this kind of atmosphere for the first time, in some cases, at least not much experience. So I just think it could go a lot of different ways. Something I'm likely not going to be involved. I could see both teams winning. And I actually off the top, I don't even see a number here. But I'm pretty sure I would lean towards the under, just a defensive battle here, Gabe.
Drew Martin kick it with us. So Alabama are favorites once again. And guys, Alabama lost a ton of talent, man. Like a ton of talent. Like Patrick Sertan's gone. Dylan Moses is gone. Christian Barmore is gone. You know, we get into, you know, Mac Jones. We get in, you know, I can go on and on, guys. You know what I'm saying? As far as their wide receivers are concerned. You know, Waddle's gone. You know, the Devontae Smith is gone, et cetera. But I don't even know if it matters anymore. You know, no one's getting rich. No one's getting rich underestimating Alabama's talent that they bring in. So Bryce Young seems to be the new one right now. You know, but I'm looking at, you know, Oklahoma as a team here. So you get Clemson and Alabama sort of in similar situations. These guys lose players. It doesn't matter. They just reload. You've got Ohio State that have been knocking on the door. And then you get Oklahoma, whose defense has improved over the last couple of years, Drew. A lot of people think Spencer Rattler is the best college quarterback and the number one pick in the National Football League draft. Is this potentially Oklahoma's window here? You know, a lot of new personnel with Clemson, a lot of new personnel with Alabama, a lot of new personnel with Ohio State. Oklahoma have a lot of returning guys. Is this sort of like Oklahoma's shot, do you think, at 8-1?
Sure. I mean, they got the talent at the quarterback position. They got him returning after his first year being a starter, talking about Spencer Rattler. And Gabe, that's kind of a sharp angle that I've learned. I look to bet on teams that have a quarterback that's coming off of their first year as the starting quarterback. So their first offseason to really kind of grasp the offense and get better here. You know, you talk about the defense getting better. I'd like to see it a little bit more before actually putting my money on it, but I could see it. I'm there with you. And then, Gabe, you talk about, you know, path to the playoff. It's something, if you're going to bet a future on a team, you kind of want to make sure they're going to make the playoffs and then go from there. They are coming out of the Big 12. And the Big 12, you know, you kind of got Oklahoma at the top, and then you got Kansas at the bottom, and then you got everybody else in between.
Iowa State could be really good this year, too.
Yeah. I mean, Texas and Iowa State, you know, a lot of teams kind of, you're hearing they could be really good, and I could see them being really good. Will they be really good? I'm not 100% sure, but I could see Oklahoma having a lot of success here because, hey, let's face it, they may have to run the table. Now, they could get one loss and get in, but if you want to be for sure in Oklahoma, you know, winning the national title, they might have to run the table here, Gabe. So, it's probably a bet. You know, futures aren't a huge bet of mine anyway, Gabe. Add in the fact of what we're doing with the U.S. dollar in terms of the printing machine that it's become. It just makes, you know, you having control over your money more important now than ever before in the past. And I use that in sports betting as well. So I'm not a huge person putting a big percentage of my bankroll tied up for the entire season. So that's, you know, part of the reason I wouldn't be on the Sooners either.
Drew, it's always great catching up. If you stay safe on the road, look forward to breaking it down with you again, man. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure, Gabe. Be safe, buddy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
That's the dumbest bet I ever heard of.
I disagree.
I disagree.
Yeah, so do I. Trust us. We've heard of much dumber bets. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, SiriusXM Channel 204. We're breaking it down. Thanks to Drew Martin. Drew Martin's getting everybody fired up, talking some college football. Talk some NFL preseason football earlier with Steve Merrill. We'll get into some baseball. Some crazy-ass stuff going on, man, with this Trevor Bauer stuff. So we'll get Jason B. Takafin's take on this. But, man, this thing escalated in a hurry. This thing is escalated in a hurry as far as Trevor Bauer and his future. Trevor Bauer is never pitching for the Dodgers again, right? And the Dodgers were called out for not acting quicker, yet it's a difficult situation, right? Like there's unions, guys, and people have rights, and you can't just, you know, say, listen, we're cutting you because TMZ just reported this. Right? It doesn't work that way. And in fact, this thing has escalated pretty quickly against Trevor Bauer, and I'm sure quicker than he thought it would. And, you know, we don't really have, like, this stuff in baseball all that often. You know, once in a while, there'll be a domestic incident in baseball. Normally, baseball incidents are cheating. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't, like, this, it's, and this, and the Trevor Bauer case is, let's just be real, man. It's like, this is like Law and Order type stuff. It really is, except it's real life, right? Like, it's not a case where, listen, a lot of people, like, have wild accusations, male, female, everybody. Like, rich people get sued, like, you know what I mean? It's a lot of crazy lawsuits going on in the world. So, and because you're getting sued for something doesn't mean you did something. It happens all the time, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I told people to slow down with Deshaun Watson. I was like, you know, listen, and I hate talking about this stuff because I don't want to desensitize anybody's experience, any victims, etc. Right? But, you know, because some lawyer holds a bunch of press conferences and, you know, starts, you know, throwing accusations around, who cares? You know, some sleazeball lawyer, whatever. You can't ruin someone's career because it's a sleazeball lawyer, right? Like, yeah, you have any charges? No? All right. Well, it seems like there's no charges against Deshaun Watson. So what is the deal here? Is he, you know, like, whatever, right? So you get into stuff, and there's, you know, there's nothing substantial, like, you know, or that we know of, you know. This is different. No one's denying anything. Trevor Bauer is basically saying that it was a consensual rough sex relationship, etc. Yet she's saying that no, yeah, you know, I consented to, you know, some stuff, but it went way over the top. In which, you know, he allegedly choked her with her own hair. I don't want to get too graphic. You can read the reports, but yeah, it's very graphic, etc. And the thing is, if you read past the interviews with Trevor Bauer, he seems like he doesn't hide his sexual lifestyle. You know what I mean? That, you know, there's interviews that he's done. Like, you know, I tell women up front that I sleep with a lot of people and, you know, the way that it is. And, like, you know, real class act type guy. Not, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, you get into a gray area. Yeah, we'll get Jason B. Takafit's take on this, but he's done with the Dodgers. And, like I said, there's pictures circulating now that don't look very sexual. Like, there's nothing sexual about the pictures, right? It just looks like, you know, somebody that's been beat up and attacked. Right? So, but he's not denying it. That's the crazy thing. He's not denying it. Right? He's saying, no, I didn't. He's never said I didn't do any of these things. He said that it was consensual. But this is where you get into a thing where it's like, yeah, it's your personal lifestyle and stuff, but, and I don't like getting into people's bedrooms. Yeah, you can't represent the Dodgers, bro. Like, we can't have a guy on the hill that willingly says that, you know what, he likes to choke women and, like, you know, choke them with their hair and stuff. Like, I'm a pretty loose dude here, man. I'm in a metal band, all right? I've seen it all. I've had people have sex next to me in a van, you know what I'm saying? So, I've seen it all, right? So, but at the same point in time, it's like, no. This is just bad for everybody. This is like Seinfeld, like, you know, with the Kenny Rogers. It's not going to be good for business. It's not going to be good for anybody. It's like, listen, bro, you got to go. Like, it's one of those deals. Like, it's like, I just tell Trevor Bauer, dude, best of luck. I don't really care or whatever, dude. Good luck with your situation, but you've got to leave our room right now. Like, you can't be here. Right? You can't be here. And whatever. We'll deal with you in the union and in court or whatever the hell. Like, whatever. Here's some money and, you know, go do what you're going to do. I don't know how many other teams are going to want to sign this guy now. Like, you know, and so he's got a hearing coming up on July 23rd. And, you know, I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to play judge, jury, and executioner and stuff like that. But as we stated, Major League Baseball is a business, right? It's a business. It's like Troy McClure. It's like Troy McClure, right? And, you know, it's like his weird fish fetish ruined his career. Put it this way. Trevor Bauer's not pitching this year. Dude, there's going to be an outrage. Like, he's not pitching. Like, he's suspended for a week. He's on administrative leave. The thing is, Major League Baseball have a strong union, right? Yet, this is not something the union's going to want to really get involved with too much. They're going to leave him to dry. They're going to say, whatever, dude. Yeah, we're a union, but what are we going to do? We're going to pay for your lawyers? What do you want from us? Like, you know what I'm saying? We're like, we didn't tell you to strangle her. We didn't tell you to punch her. We didn't tell you to, like, basically, guys, she's accusing him of having anal sex without her consent while she was sleeping. That's what, like, the you know, one of the real accusations is as well. So, like I said, it's a business, man. He's free to have whatever sexual lifestyle he wants to. But the Dodgers are also free not to have this guy. Dude, there's kids that go to these games, man. There's bobblehead days and kid days and stuff like that. You can't, what are you going to do? Hey, mommy, what happened? Hey, dad, what happened? Why was Trevor Bauer suspended? Well, you know what? You know what I mean? You know, what are you going to say? No. He's got to go. Like, I'm a Dodger fan. And listen, I'm not accusing him of any illegal wrongdoing. All I'm saying is you got to go. You're not even denying it. So, like, whatever. We can't have your type of lifestyle on our team. Like, that's the way I call this right now. Like I said, I don't care. Call the union. Call the president. I don't care who you call. Like, you know what I mean? We'll deal with it. Here's your money. And like I said, I'm not accusing him of anything. I don't know. But what I am saying is, if you recall, I said this guy's going to be a distraction. Like, as a Dodger fan, you know, I said, oh, this guy's going to be, this guy's going to be, This guy's here to be a distraction. I don't like it. And I knew it. I knew it. He's just trouble, this dude. Yeah, any dude that argues with, like, you know, teenagers on Twitter is a pro athlete. You know, you got problems. Yeah, and he does. Like, he's done that and stuff. And there's been some questionable behavior in the past. It's not fully a secret here. That's the whole thing. So, and you know what? Like I said, we'll talk about this with Jason B. Tackerfin. I don't know. You know what I mean? Whatever. All I'm telling you is it's a business, and he's the administrative leave. The Dodgers said today we're moving on. The hell do you think that means? We're moving on. That means we're moving on without you. That's the deal. They're moving on without him. He hasn't even been there that long. You think the Dodgers are going to go down with this ship? They're going to hang this guy to dry. He's done. Right? So he's got a hearing on July 23rd, which is in what? Yeah, what's that, 10 days, 2 weeks, whatever the hell it is? Yeah, it's like 2 weeks. So it's only going to get worse for him. And what do you think? They're going to have a hearing and, oh, he's going to come back? Dude, like, baseball is sensitive to the public and stuff. Like, they're not going to just reinstate him. Oh, yeah, you know what? Just, you know, we'll reinstate you. Like, it's a bad situation. I hope the victim, you know, I hope the alleged victim is safe and fine. And it works itself out and the truth comes out and, you know, real justice is served. That's the same thing like with the Chicago Blackhawks stuff. So there's a big controversy last night that Ron McLean, hockey broadcaster, didn't interrogate Gary Bettman about the Chicago Blackhawks scandal. Now, I don't know a lot about the Chicago Blackhawks stuff. I'm not going to lie to you. I've been preoccupied with the games and, you know, we know about the abuse in hockey that's been going on for years. It is what it is. But, and I'm not saying it is what it is, discount it. I've been vocal. I piss hockey people off. I got threatened actually before about this stuff. Right? So I'm not whitewashing anything. But when a commissioner of the league comes on to the rights holder, what the hell do you want Ron McLean to do? What do you think? Johnny Cochran? He's going to start interrogating the witnesses? He's a hockey broadcaster. The hell he's with the commissioner. And it's just crazy, like the mob mentality. They want Ron McLean on heads on a platter because he didn't ask about the abuse with the Chicago Blackhawks. What the hell do you think Gary Bettman's going to say? He doesn't know. He's a lawyer. Gary Bettman wasn't there. You know what I mean? Let the facts play out. And, you know, it's amazing. Like, that's the cancel culture that we live in now. I'll be critical of Ron McLean. Ron McLean's not Mike Wallace, man. He's not Harry Reasoner. It's not 60 Minutes, all right? It's a damn hockey intermission of the Stanley Cup. People don't want to hear about, like, abuses and assault and stuff during the intermission of the Stanley Cup Finals. They just don't, people. All right? Like I said, I'm not whitewashing anything. Right, at the press conference, drill them about it, right? But on TV at the intermission, it's not something you do. It just isn't. And so people, whatever, and everyone's a journalist. Oh, you know, and I tell you, it's all these writers for newspapers and stuff. Shut the hell up. You don't work for a network. You're not on TV. What do you want Ron McLean to do? Go rogue and interrogate Gary? What the hell does Gary know? Gary doesn't even know where the Blackhawks are located, right? Gary doesn't know anything about hockey. Gary's a lawyer that runs the league and is doing a good job making the money. So everyone's coming after Ron McLean, and it's funny because Ron McLean's been trending on Twitter, fire Ron McLean, because he didn't ask Gary Bettman. People are more mad at Ron McLean than they are at the actual abusers. Like, your whack jobs. Like, every damn day, man. Like, fire everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, every damn day there's an outrage about somebody or something. The guy's a hockey bro. Well, John McEnroe. Listen, the team, there's a girl, a tennis player in Wimbledon. She tapped out in a match. It was a long match. It was late at night. She said she couldn't breathe. McEnroe basically said, you know, she can't get through this moment. And he didn't rip her for it. Dude, there's a national investigation now in England. Dude, John McEnroe's going to get kicked out of England in the next 24 hours. Mark my words. It's going to be at a Met game in like 2 days. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the...
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Grid. SportsGrid.com.
...24 hours a day to give you your USRDA of the winning edge. Everything a growing boy needs.
Sit up straight.
Get it right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Late night anger management class. Man, I almost feel like sleazy now just talking about this Trevor Bauer stuff. Oh, I don't even know why I brought it up. And we got Jason B. Takovin coming up. I'm like, man. But, listen, everyone's going to have different opinions about, on this stuff. Let me just say this. Like, I don't judge anyone's, like, preference and lifestyle in the bedroom or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? But if you're Trevor Bauer, you're an idiot. I'm just calling out for what it is. You're a moron. Like, you met this girl on Tinder, like, basically. He met her online, essentially. He met her on a dating app. And you're a hundred millionaire. You're in the public eye. You think it's a good idea to start giving a girl like black eyes that you don't even know? Like, if you're married to someone and that's your thing and you guys are in a bondage and stuff like that, then God bless you. But like, if you're Trevor Bauer, that's the type of thing that, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't, like, unleash my inner perversions on this person and I don't know. Like, you know, maybe this would be bad for my career here, you know, if I start strangling her. Like, I don't know. I'm just thinking that, you know, even for your judgment, you got to go. I don't trust you anyways. Like, I was never keen on this in the freaking first place. All right? And as I said, I'm not, you know, condemning them. No one's guilty, you know, innocent until proven guilty, but doesn't mean you can be on our team. You got to go, bro. You're done. It's like Survivor. The tribe has voted you off. But, and I was talking about John McEnroe. I'll get you Matthias' take on the other side about this. Because remember, Matthias? We'll hit this John McEnroe stuff on the other side, but John McEnroe's like in the middle of a story. John McEnroe's not going to apologize either. So we'll get you updated with the John McEnroe stuff. Everybody's flipping out. ESPN's got internal problems and secret tapes. It's nuts what's going on now. But remember the dude that you had to apologize because he's a guy, the Argentinian player, got kicked out of a game, Di Maria. And he said, oh, there's that South American temperament. They said, oh, you can't say that. We'll hit this on the other side. Bring it.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.